Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ask not.
The Beatles.
Those are circuses on the air.
The president doesn't.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear
don't.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Jennings.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, we're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John has been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And you know what, Dave? When I think of Labor Day, I still, to this day, and maybe it's a generational thing, I think of the Muscular Dystrophy Association and the Jerry Lewis Telethon,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yes.
70th anniversary this year, 70, the big 7-0.
70 years.
So a little history on this for those of you youngins, Jordan Burnfield, who might not know, Curtis. Jerry Lewis, whose career as producer, director, writer, and movie star spanned over seven decades, and as host of this telethon, he raised over $1.5 billion through the course of this program. And in 1951, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis concluded their popular NBC show with a special appeal to support muscular dystrophy, and they did it every single week. That was the very beginning of all this. Now, by the mid-1960s, organizers of the telethon chose Labor Day to stage their event, as it's the only time they could get a large venue that was available during that weekend. And everybody thought it was going to fail miserably. Dave, they thought just it was going to, you know, it's Labor Day, people are on the road, they're traveling. There is no way this is going to work. Well,
they were wrong.
Yes, yes. So the first telethon was broadcast on a single New York station in 1966, so it wasn't even national that first year, and donations for that first year totaled over $1 million.
Wow. Just from a local station?
From one local station, yeah. So he continued each year as the telethon grew into a huge event, more than 200 stations, including WGN television. Dean Richards used to be the local host here that I of course, remember. More than 2,000 performers from Bing Crosby and Jack Benny in the early days to Adam Sandler and the Friends cast have appeared on the telethon. Ed McMahon from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson became a stalwart, and in his first year, he was guest host for 10 minutes, and then the following year, he did 8 hours, and he was on ever since. That was like his sidekick.
I remember Ed being on when I was in high school.
Sober? Was he sober?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he was. But I'm trying to come up with the name of a local host, and I'm going back to the early 1970s now, talking about this. But I can't come up with anybody
local here.
Yes.
It was Dean, of course, I think, maybe late 80s.
Yeah, we were in high school, Dean and I.
Yeah. Yes, you were. So, yes, you were.
But I remember well, of course, Jerry Lewis and Ed McMahon doing it. But I'm trying to come up with someone who might have been a local anchor or a local host here for that.
Like the one year
they escapes me.
One year they had Ringo Starr, they had Robin Williams, and then at the same time they had like Eddie Rabbit and Charo. Like there was a there was just such a wide span of talent and non-talent.
Contrast there, man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, here's a famous one that we're going to play for you. You know, in 1976, Frank Sinatra, Sinatra Hours, by the way, Sunday, 6:30 a.m., just finished a song when he told Lewis, "I've got a friend I'd like you to meet." And Dean Martin, holding a cigarette, strode on stage with his usual nonchalance. The audience absolutely exploded. And the both of them, Lewis and Dean Martin, were absolutely stunned to be face-to-face for the first time that they've actually seen each other in 20 years. Let's take a listen to that moment.
I don't know.
So how you been?
You know, it seems like we haven't seen each other for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was all those rumors about our breaking up, and then when I started the show and you weren't here, I believed it.
I'll show you guys to your room if you like. The lights are out upstairs, so follow me.
Oh, he drinks a lot, this kid.
So, you working?
I work. 6 weeks a year at the Megum.
The Megum.
And 6 days I do a roast. And
would you excuse us a minute?
Sinatra.
It's Sinatra. See, the wires are all right.
Gee, it's nice to see you. No, I'm over here.
No, I had to come in because I had to go, and this was the closest place.
You always have to go.
I always drink. You know?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was your life.
Get you off somewhere. You better get out of here.
I got off last night.
No.
We got a Meldy to do.
A Meldy?
Yes.
All right, together?
Yeah, goodbye, yeah. Jerry.
Oh, okay.
So long. It's been nice to see
you,
Jerry.
There we go again.
Goodbye, folks.
That was it. It was pretty quick.
He said a Meldy. Did he mean a medley? Were they going to do it?
A melody. That was his drunk shtick. That was his drunk shtick. But, I mean, it was funny because right after that, and it was very visual, you saw Jerry looking to Dean like, I just can't believe that happened. And it was really, what, just a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And I know the two of them spoke a couple times a year for the next 20 years until Dean died in 1995.
Yeah. And they did put to rest all of the talk about... They, you know, they weren't on speaking terms. They had a falling out. You know, the act between them just ended. They went their separate ways, and that was that.
And both successful careers, which doesn't always happen.
Every time I hear that, Dave, when we play that every year or listen to a Dean Martin, I think of that great variety show he had.
Oh, it was
late
fabulous.
60s.
Yep.
And the records he had out at the time. Yes, you mentioned very successful. Yes, indeed.
Great show, and of course, all his roasts as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more clip I want to play, one of my favorites. Now, Jerry wasn't well, and I don't know if you remember this, toward the end he was on medication that he was very bloated.
Yes.
And he ended up sitting behind like a Tonight Show desk because he just couldn't even walk around. It was in pretty bad shape. And nobody talked about it. You know, you could see that he just didn't even look like him. But Rickles just busted his chops through the entire thing. Let's take a listen.
Need help, but stop. Don't beg. You were a big star once. You got to remember who the hell you are. You don't have to sit there and beg for the kids in the wheelchairs. Let them live and be well. God will be good to them. But you don't have to stand here and have a fireman sit here for 8 hours, and then you sit with the $3 million, and they're walking around going, I'm busting my brain for the lousy $3 million. These guys, they give you the money gladly. How long have you had that? Anyway, you don't got enough. You don't have enough trouble. Now you got to twitch. Man's sitting there like a Jew whale, and he's twitching. There's the old buddy, Ed McMahon. Every night he gets up in the morning and punches Johnny Carson's picture. How you doing, big guy?
Good, Don. You're looking good.
I looked
good.
In your trailer. The booze is running down the stairs. We used to drink together. You didn't do that. You were busy chasing broads. Anyway, you folks don't know this guy. When he was with Dean, rest his soul, this man was in heat 24 hours a day. That's why he got the bad back and everything. Sliding off those broads all the time. Boom. Just smiling at that. You were so big once. It's a funny business how you wind up an announcer for the heavy Jew sitting over here. For kind of...
Heavy Jew.
Well, I know you've been sick and all, but it's a good gimmick. Hey, telethon, you know... Every year he comes out the same with the tuxedo and the gum and the licorice and the make someone happy. So he comes out here like a fat guy with no tie, boom, 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 and a mercy mission. And it's a good gimmick. It's catching on. But God bless, you're going to be well. I swear to God. Sit on the boat with the wife and the kid, you know, and you have that new wonderful child. How old is the child now?
11.
Yeah, that's... What's the other one in Illinois? He drops him by a train station. He's got five sons that are sitting home now going, where's the check? The hell with the telephone. We need a check.
Well, there is some truth to that. I don't believe
raucous Ed McMahon laugh.
Yeah, right.
Good to hear.
Doesn't that help?
Yeah,
but it was true. Like he was busting his chops about his sons. I don't think when Jerry died, he left a dime to his sons. Which is horrible. Yeah, Jerry Lewis and Johnny Carson did not have the best relationships. Probably were not the best dad to their sons. But Lewis was given the prestigious Gene Herschel Humanitarian Award by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in 2009. His last telethon, his MDA telethon, was broadcast in 2010, so it was 10 years ago, the last time that Jerry hosted. I think they did a few more years of that, and then that was it.